morning. We at University United Methodist Church hope that you find peace here. We hope that you find comfort here. And we hope that this space becomes sacred to you and you feel closer to God and Diane today in this moment and in this hour. Dying, Christ destroyed our death. Rising, Christ restored our life. Christ will come again in glory. As in baptism, Diane put on Christ, so in Christ may Diane be clothed with glory. Here and now, dear friends, we are God's children. What we shall be has not yet been revealed, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Those who have this hope purify themselves as Christ is pure. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Because I live, you shall live also. Friends, we have gathered here to praise God and to witness to our faith as we celebrate the life of Diane Tarbell. We come together in grief, acknowledging our human loss. May God grant us grace that in pain we may find comfort, in sorrow, hope, in death, resurrection. Will you please join me in the call to worship? Let us worship God and give thanks for the good life of Diane Tarbell. We thank God for sharing Diane's life with us. In the name of God, we praise God for all of life. Open for me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to God. If you are able, please stand and sing with us, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. It's found in the big book, the blue book, the hymnal, on page 474. Please be seated. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, we praise you for the great company of all those who have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labor. We praise you for those dear to us, whom we name in our hearts before you. Especially we praise you for Diane, whom you have graciously received into your presence. To all of these, grant your peace. Let perpetual light shine upon them, and help us so to believe where we have not seen, that your presence may lead us through our years and bring us at last with them into the joy of your home, not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. I will now read Psalm 23. Many find comforts in this 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I have chosen Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And as I was looking for scripture to speak to each of us and also to speak of Diane's life, this one really jumped out at me. So here we go. Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30. And I'm reading from the NRSV version. Come to me, all of you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I only met Diane one time, but she is legendary in our congregation. I heard so many speak kind words of Diane. As soon as I arrived, I heard, you need to go visit Diane. You need to. She's such a wonderful person. So luckily, I was able to meet and spend time with Diane. And I went right before our congregation. I was going to, myself and the worship team, was going to introduce a new hymn to the congregation. And so I had a YouTube video of it. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to play this for her and see how it goes over with Diane, and hopefully it will go well with the congregation come Sunday. And so I played this this song, and she hummed along with it. Within a few measures, she was humming right along with this tune. It was very beautiful, and it gave me, it was beautiful for our interaction, but it also gave me hope that it was going to go well with the congregation on Sunday. I believe God puts people into our lives to grow closer to God in our life and in our death. And I know that Diane did this for so many. Diane's life brought so many people closer to God and knowing what God is and how God is with us. Last year in 2015, all the Syracuse United Methodist churches put together a Lenten devotional book. And one of the entries is from one of our members of our church here at University Church. And this is what she wrote in the Lenten devotional book of 2015. Enjoy your family, friends, and acquaintances. They are a treasury of ideas, thoughts, caring, and loving. I have yet to have a meaningful conversation with someone and not learn something that makes my life richer and adds to my treasury of memories. For example, one such person in my life is Diane Tarbell. I first met Diane when I joined University United Methodist Church in 1961. She was already involved in church activities and was soon diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in her early 20s. At the moment, Diane has trouble conversing with me due to multiple sclerosis. However, her mind is clear and she valiantly tries to talk. I hadn't seen her in over a month, but when I visited her in January, she remembered to ask me how my trip to Colorado was at Christmas time. Diane is the personification of patience with herself and with others. She doesn't complain, and yet she has so much to complain about. She smiles and is glad to have visitors. Music has always been important to her. Each time I visit, the radio is playing music. For those of you who don't know Diane, she played second oboe with the Syracuse Symphony when it first began in the late 60s. She had to stop playing when her MS interfered with her breathing capacity and her finger dexterity. Diane is a treasure to me because I see God's face in hers. She has been a valued friend to me over the last 50 years. Diane is one way God has touched my life. And then I also received a beautiful note through Cindy from a good friend. And I read this and it was just so fitting to read today. My dearest friend will be missed so much by me. It was comforting to me to write to Diane, knowing she might not be alert enough to comprehend every letter, but I could easily imagine what she would say and what would make her laugh. And so in my head, and at a long distance away, I could imagine her being right there chatting with me. Diane and I were somehow on the exact same wavelength, especially in our sense of humor. I'm blessed with many friends, but none as close as Diane was to me. I will say goodbye to my buddy, but she will always live inside me, and we will continue to laugh together again. Not today or tomorrow, but someday. So many beautiful words spoken about Diane. So many beautiful memories we have of her throughout the years. Our purpose is to love one another and to grow closer to God. Diane was a living example of this, and in doing so, shared with us how to find God and grow closer to God day by day in our struggle, in our happiness, and in everything in between. We will miss Diane, but her memory will live on. She has affected each of our lives in some way and in some form, and therefore, she lives on in us and through Jesus Christ. am glad that I have met her. I have met her, and I thank the guild for making sure that I did so, because she was so strong, and she gave me myself strength to know that one can be so strong in faith and so strong in her her faith in God, even through struggle. So I thank God for that. I'm now going to say a prayer. Will you pray with me? Almighty God, in your hands we commend your daughter, Diane. In sure and certain hope of resurrection for eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And a prayer of thanksgiving for the life of Diane. God of us all, your love never ends. When all else fails, you are still God. We pray to you for one another in our need, and for all anywhere whom mourn with us this day. To those who doubt, give light. To those who are weak, strength. To all who have sinned, mercy. To all who sorrow, peace. Keep true in us the love with which we hold one another. In all our ways we trust you. And to you, with your church on earth and in heaven, we offer honor and glory now and forever. Amen. God, all that you have given us is yours. At first you gave Diane to us, and we now give Diane back to you. Receive Diane into your arms of mercy. Raise Diane up with all your people. Receive us also, and raise us into a new life. Help us so to love and serve you in this world, that we may enter into your joy in the world to come. Amen. God of love, we thank you for all with which you have blessed us even to this day. For the gift of joy and days of health and strength, and for the gifts of your abiding presence and promise in days of pain and grief. We praise you for home and for friends, and for our baptism and place in your church. With all who have faithfully lived and died, above all else, we thank you, Jesus, who knew our griefs, who died our death, and rose for our sake, and who lives and prays for us. As he taught us to pray, we now pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And we all know Diane's love of music, and how music ran through her was a large part of her life. So the family has chosen these hymns in particular just for Diane, and know that our first hymn and this hymn, Abide With Me, was chosen just for Diane. If you are able, please rise. If not, please feel free to stay seated and sing with us Abide With Me, number 700 in your blue hymnal. So we all have memories of Diane. We all have stories to tell. I know that there are so many more that could have been shared today. Please know that there is a small gathering at Cindy's house after the service today ends. All are welcome to come and visit with a family at Cindy's house. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go now in peace.